Welcome to the Gloria Show. Founder and CEO of Personal Dynamics, Gloria Sloan, shares strategies for personal development on command to enrich, elevate, and empower, aiming to help listeners become the best version of who they want to be. Gloria says ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding fulfillment. The Gloria Show will lift your spirits with inspiration, offering new insights into challenges that could be standing in the way of your success. So please, welcome your host, Gloria Sloan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gloria Show. We have a very exciting guest for you today, all the way from Dubai. I am so excited to have Dr. Kaylee Sumner to join us, and she's going to talk with us about building strong foundations, growth mindset, and nurturing resilience. We've talked about resilience on this show many times, but for today, we're going to take it to the ground roots of how, as parenting, we can start the process early with talking and helping our kids to have a growth mindset. So I please welcome my guest from all the way in Dubai, Dr. Kaylee Sumner.
Hello, thank you, Gloria, and thank you for the introduction. I'm so excited to be here with you after meeting you at the conference in Paris. It was a real pleasure to connect with somebody empowering and inspiring as you are. So thank you for inviting me on your show. I look forward to sharing a little bit about who I am, my background, and an overall synopsis of resilience and growth mindset in early childhood. So as the audience will know, my name's Dr. Kaylee Sumner, and my research is in the area of child psychology, where I focused on resilience, which led me to the area of growth mindset. I've worked with children for over a decade, and what I really wanted to understand and what's been my professional pursuit really throughout all of my career was why is it that, you know, some children can be supported through difficult events, through adversities, through everyday challenges, and some children really struggle with that. And I really wanted to understand what some of the mechanisms behind that are, and what some of the strategies and support we can put in place as individuals, as communities, to support children from an early age. Because as I understand it, so much of the brain development happens during the early years, and the foundations are set very strongly during that time. So I feel that when we're talking about things like resilience, a lot of that is onset in early childhood. And although with what we know about the brain and neuroplasticity, we can absolutely continue to develop it all of our lives, it's actually much more fruitful for us to lay the strong foundations and then have to build on some of those things in later adulthood.
Wonderful. That is great. Thank you for partially just giving us some background about your work. I'm going to share with the audience just a little bit about the synopsis and then give them a little bit more information about you. But thank you for giving that wonderful introduction of what you're going to help us with today, because the segment you're going to explore more innovative findings as an educational psychologist to help parents to empower their children by using tools that have been proven to help with the strategies to build resilience. And I think that's amazing. By focusing on the principles of resilience and positive enforcement, parents can create a supportive environment, just as you said. Well, let me share with the audience some of your background. Dr. Kaylee Sumner trained as a psychologist in the UK, graduating from the university with a doctorate in applied educational psychology, and her areas of research and passion in the application of positive psychology principles, which she has just explained, has helped her to work for the past 15 years in various local authorities, schools, and businesses across England. pursuing all of these things that she's going to share with us about the concepts and the social, emotionally, and academically ways that in a person, therapeutically and systematically with individuals and organizations, fascinating, facilitating change and providing support is what she has done. And she's going to surface with all that and help us with how the growth mindset can really start through the parenting of using strategies to help train our children to be more in a growth mindset. And that will help be a supportive measure for them as they pursue and grow older. So, Kaylee, if you would take it from there and help us to understand the visualization of how you have used this system and your background work, as you had expressed about the brain and how in early childhood, you know, it develops, and how parenting and nurturing the process is one of the most positive things that a parent can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the key things is that we know so much more now about child development, the brain, and neuroplasticity than we had done previously. So that's where things like the growth mindset have been given a lot of attention, and rightly so, because our understandings of our beliefs and how our values of what we believe we're able to do influences what we're willing to try is quite profound. And so when we've looked at early childhood research, some of it suggests that up to 90% of its capacity is reached in the brain in terms of laying early foundations by the early years. Which is astounding, really. With neuroplasticity, we know that the changes can develop and grow over time with specific interventions, but that's a really important key point to consider when we're thinking about, okay, how can we support people to increase their resilience or flexibility or deal with life's adversities. We don't know when they will come up. And for some people, it's right from childhood, some people later in adulthood. It's something we can't always control. And so with that being a key question, really what I found in the research is that resilience can often be misunderstood as just a trait that we have or we don't, and that's really not the case. It is an interplay between our individual characteristics and massively within our environment as well, and the support factors in our environment. So we have things like our support network, which, as we know, is key and foundational. As human beings, we're social creatures, and it's incredibly important that we have that. And for children, just having one supportive key adult is enough to help them to nurture resilience. One supportive key adult that doesn't always have to be the primary caregiver, but you know, is absolutely foundational that they have that supportive adult that can care and nurture and support them with the growth and development and overcoming challenges. And in addition to the support network, we know that a growth mindset is also very fundamental when it comes to resilience and overcoming challenges, certainly in an educational context, which was an area of focus for me, because what we have as a challenge in society is that a lot of the things that we're placed into, whether that's educationally or within our workplaces, operate with a very fixed mindset approach. And so that makes us feel that we're constantly being benchmarked based on scores on exams and comparisons to each other, rather than focusing on you know, our strengths, focusing on what's not working well. And so these things also feeding into some of the challenges that are faced with supporting children to develop a growth mindset from a young age. What I found with a lot of parents that I've worked with is that And they'll find that their children can experience a lot of anxiety during the early years in primary school, particularly in secondary school, for different reasons as they grow and develop. But alongside that, anxiety is a lot of it is around social perceptions and the fear of failing, not being good enough, not getting good enough grades. These are the sorts of things that children worry deeply about a lot of the time. And this is exactly where the growth mindset can come in and support them. And I feel that certainly in my work, it's been an area where I've been able to share tips and strategies that are accessible online and through different resources that generally do make a difference and do support children to not always compare themselves directly to their peers or their siblings, but to who they were yesterday and comparing their progress individually, which is really important.
That is so very, very important. I can't agree more because, you know, when we talk about in the adult life, when we talk about the growth mindset and we look at the resilience in between that, we've discussed this many times about how do we get to a growth mindset? You know, how do we accomplish that? Because it is a struggle for many adults to really sit down and look at where they are and grow from that. Mm-hmm. We've had that discussion on this show before, and I have found that in order to, as an adult, if they've had challenges along the way from all their life, they're more inclined to have more growth mindset issues if they did not discover how to do it early on. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a common thing that I see, and I guess before really looking into this, probably would have been doing the same thing, is that as adults, we often conceal our mistakes in front of children. And particularly even in a classroom context, and it's okay to model getting things wrong. And how we deal with that, because what we're essentially doing is creating something which we would call a psychologically safe environment, and that's what's crucial for developing a growth mindset with children and young people. They need to feel psychologically safe enough to take a risk where if they failed it would be okay, and that's quite crucial.
A
psychologically safe environment.
Safe environment. So if a child is not in that environment, they're even more inclined to struggle with developing a growth mindset if they're inferior to their surroundings. And if they grow up in those conditions, it gets harder for them to just put anything in place, growing mentally and being able to establish who they are, where they're going. And even when it comes to the academic achievements in your studies, did you find that academically these children had problems even then, you know, academically, as they were going through the process of trying to develop a growth mindset?
But what was found in a lot of the research was that it wasn't necessarily dependent on where a child was academically, let's just say, for sort of say ability wise, it was more dependent on their mindset. So you might have a child that is actually quite a high achiever, but they're not as achieving as much as they're able to when operating mainly in a fixed mindset state, because they're not pushing themselves or challenging themselves because they're so worried of perceptions of failure and how that's going to make them feel about their identity. So it crosses over, I think, into another realm of if children don't feel psychologically safe or are experiencing significant adversities, then they're not necessarily going to be in a place to learn.
Join.
Because to learn, they have to feel safe and well, and without sort of that foundational aspect of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, then they're certainly not going to be in a position to challenge themselves. So I think that's probably a key thing there that you touch upon with a growth mindset. Yes, it is about overcoming challenge and adversity, but for children and young people, it's crucially important that they have those foundations in place in order to be able to build upon a growth mindset and really truly believe in themselves.
Wow, thank you so much for explaining that because I wondered academically how that played a part. Well, let me ask you, what inspired you to create your parenting program focused on resilience and positive psychology? Is there something behind your story for why you
I
wanted to
think,
get involved with this?
it more came from a lot of the work that I've done with parents, because I've worked in the UK, in the UAE, in the UAE with many parents from across Europe, and I found such a common theme that parents really wanted to know how to support their children, like managing their emotions, actually. For a lot of it, and whether that's managing anxiety, managing frustrations, and being able to overcome challenges. And I found that when I was working with parents and sharing the information from the things I've learned over the course of my career, that it although behind it is a lot of research, it's actually the practical pick up and go. Let me try this. Let me give this a go and see if this works. Thinking about it from a positive psychology lens, that I found to be the most helpful and the most transformational. Which over the years, through those observations, I thought it would be really valuable to build something which parents then can access online, because wherever you can be in the world, you can tune in at any point and any time that you want to, and it's not always that everybody's comfort level to come and attend a group and be in person in an event to talk about some of the challenges you're experiencing. That's not for everybody. So it was to cater to an audience to make it more accessible, certainly, and also more convenient and comfortable for some parents as well.
I think that's great. Just the concept of you doing that, working with parents and do the children, do they get involved in any way? I mean,
Yeah, so the children are actually, to some extent, were involved in developing some of the resources for the course and the program, and a lot of it in it. So you would have video modules, then you would have certain activities to do, but it's all relational. So when we're
okay.
looking at particular exercises and activities, it's what you would do with your children. So it pretty much all involves the children in some way or another. But the activities specifically is where they get involved and have some fun.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure it becomes challenging, but at the same time, I can just about imagine some of the exercises. Well, can you explain the key principles of a growth mindset and how they apply to parenting? Because, again, when we talk about growth mindset, there are principles that govern it, so to speak. And when you look at parenting and how that works, can you just explain a little bit on the principles of that?
Yeah, so it's really, I think one of the key things is when we're talking about a growth mindset in for children and young people, it's the underlying belief that they have about themselves and their abilities. And if we think how hard it is for us to grapple with that as adults, even in the world when a lot of the things we're doing is challenging us in our growth mindset state. Mm-hmm. It can be even more challenging and intensified for children. How I see it is really is that it's their internal dialogue that they have with themselves. It's the, you know, when they're taking on a challenge, do they think like, yes, I can do this, or I can give this a go? Or are they the child where they're like, I can't do it, I can't try, or I'm not going to be good at it? Is that their internal voice? And if their internal voice is more of that, I can't do that, or I'm not good enough, then it's really important. That's where the fundamentals of supporting them to develop a growth mindset will really support them. And what that a growth mindset would look like would be that you would see they're more likely to take on challenging tasks that are still within their comfort zone, but more challenging. And also it's about the belief in themselves, and that when they're up against it, when they do fail, to know that it's okay, and they are more likely to just get up and try it again, and not, you know, bounce back from those things. Those are the fundamental things that we see in children when they have a growth mindset. We see it very beautifully displayed, usually in early years. Early years, children are in their environment. They fall down, they get back up, they try something else, they climb, yeah. They fall off. They really demonstrate it. But then as children move up through the schooling age, we tend to then see some of that confidence and self-belief decrease. So one of the things that's really powerful that Carol Dweck shares in her research is that the power of yet. And I think a really important thing is it's reframing the language when you hear children say, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah.
At the end of that sentence. Exactly. And it's catching them. And I had all sorts of posters up in my office and around schools I worked in of reframing the common statements that were for children when they weren't believing in themselves or lacking confidence in certain areas. Sometimes a lot of it is reframing that language, which they then soak in, and it then becomes part of their internal dialogue, because actually children soak up most through observation of the adults around them, and that's how they're learning.
That is so true. It reminds me of last week I saw a lady in my neighborhood that had her, I think it was her grandson, on his bicycle, trying to teach him how to ride the bicycle without the training wheels. And she has two boys, and one, the older boy, already knows how to do it, but the younger one, and just like you said, she kept telling him, you can do this, you can do this, look at your brother, he did this, you know. Yeah. And so it's that resilience, and he kept saying, and she kept saying to him, so that reinforcement and that resilience. Well, it's interesting, not just the other day I saw him outside again at his grandmother's house, and he had his bicycle, and it did not have the training wheels on it, but he was pushing it, trying to. So I'm just thinking, when you talk about resilience, that's just a quick example that I can say that I've seen that, and we forget about those things that we learned even in early childhood ourselves, you know, taking on things, whether it was riding a bike or roller skating or even doing simple math problems that we thought were, you know, beyond our reach. But, you know, when you in adult life, you look at those challenges and things that you did have growing up, playing a musical instrument or other things, but the support behind it, and if the parenting or in the environment of being safe, certainly I'm sure those help those challenges and those children. What are some common challenges that parents face when trying to foster resilience in their children, and how can they overcome them?
Yeah, so I think a typical challenge for parents is navigating between the line of overprotection and independence sometimes, how much freedom to give and, you know, how much support to give when developing a growth mindset. That can be a tricky tightrope to walk because it's really important for children to have autonomy and make decisions and choices were developmentally appropriate to build their independence. But then they also absolutely do need our support and those boundaries, those very clear boundaries. The same way you have a fence around the playground so children know where to stop, like, and where those clear boundaries are. So that's a common challenge in, okay, what is okay for my child at this age when thinking about how to support them to develop more independence, also for them to know that I'm still here and they can still come and they can still check in. And then sometimes you have the other end of the scale where we could describe it as being overprotective at times, which there of course are very valid reasons why people want to protect their children at all costs. But then if we do it to a level where children have a lack of autonomy in decision making, then we strip them of some of the skills to build those independence skills and develop problem solving skills and start to learn to navigate the world a little bit more independently. So that's a key challenge. And I think another key challenge is the social dynamics for children and young people, because it is an age, it still is for us as adults as well, where comparison is really chief in their world. And that's very difficult because a lot of things are about competition or being better or doing better, and in comparison to their close friends. And when they're not quite making that line or that mark in the same way for the same thing, that's a really difficult thing then for children and young people to overcome. And it takes the support from parents to, you know, come back to, you know, we're comparing ourselves with our own progress. Because what we actually found in the research was when we promote a growth mindset in the classroom and the home environment, it promotes a community of collaboration rather than competition. And what that community of collaboration did was showed the children actually supporting each other and like, you can do this, and reframing. And it that is a shift that can be very crucial to enable children to start focusing more on their own development and less so on those comparisons, which sometimes, you know, they can really internalize, and it makes them feel less valued.
I really like that concept because, you know, I know a lot of educators and teachers, you know, who are in early childhood development stages, and I hear the stories even as a teacher, an elementary teacher. And so you're right, the competition and being competitive, those are big challenges to young people early on in stages. And that's when educators and instructors in particularly have to really look at it to see if that child is developing accordingly and how resilient they can be in the overall dynamics in the classroom setting is what I'm talking about. From teachers. And then a lot of that overflows when they get home, because even when you have what they call sibling rivalry, when you know you have a younger sibling trying to keep up with the older ones, and they say that the younger ones are always trying to piggyback and be as bright or know as much and learn as fast as their other siblings. And so I'm certain that teachers on every level in the classroom see this with their children in the classroom setting. Well, you know what we're going to do, Kaylee? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up with a few more questions. And then I'll let you talk about your program that you've got started and share anything else with the audience that, you know, you feel would be good information in terms of if there are parents out there who are struggling and having some, you know, just hands-on problems with talking to their children. You know, you mentioned earlier, it's conversation sometimes. It's how you are expressing the things when they see the need that the child does need some more support. That's going to help with the growth mindset part of pushing them being more resilient. So let's take a break. If you can hang around for a few more minutes,
and Absolutely. When we come
back, we'll talk some more. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have you tuned into the hottest personal development podcast by the incredible Gloria Sloan? If you're ready to grow, elevate, and upgrade your life, then the Gloria Show is your ticket to success. Gloria believes ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding true fulfillment. If you're looking for a fresh, informed perspective on life, the Gloria Show is here to lift your spirits and tackle the challenges standing in the way of your success. Each week, join Gloria as she brings her energy, insight, and over 3 decades of experience in business management and personal growth to help you unleash your power and transform your life. From personal development and career transitions to self-improvement and leadership, Gloria covers it all with practical advice and powerful resources. Laugh, cry, and be inspired as you learn how to elevate yourself to new heights. Whether you're looking to become healthier, happier, or more successful, Gloria's got you covered, so why wait? Tune into The Gloria Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on any of the Bold Brave TV social media platforms and start your journey to becoming the best version of you. Don't miss out on the ultimate guide to personal and professional growth. Listen weekly and let Gloria Sloan help you upgrade your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Gloria Show. We have Dr. Kaylee Sumner, who's been talking about developing the growth mindset and nurturing it from a parent's standpoint. So, Kaylee, let's pick up where we left off. We were engaging some questions in terms of how the challenges that parents have, but how does trauma influence a child's development, and what strategies can parents use to support their children in overcoming past experiences? Because as we were talking on the break, there's a lot of things that children that happen growing up. Mm-hmm. And it does have an impact on their growth mindset and being resilient. But how does that trauma influence a child's development? We're talking about mm-hmm. personal development here as well.
Yeah. And with trauma, you could say that it can be a subjective experience depending on the individual. And the type of event that occurs, how long it occurs for. So there's different levels and extents that it will impact. If we were to take a traumatic experience that a child had, then it would certainly impact them on a level where they're likely to experience more anxiety. Quite high levels of anxiety at times, so you could see that they may become quite withdrawn. It's likely to also affect the concentration levels in a school learning environment, especially. Often it can mean that they lack trust in people around them, depending on the event and experience. And it may also impact their abilities to emotionally regulate themselves, so I feel safe in the world. So a lot of trauma, the impact is psychological, of course, but then you get those physical manifestations as well. So sometimes you will see that children avoid doing certain things or going to certain places to avoid that feeling or trigger. There might be different things that lead to them being triggers, certain smells, certain noises that we as adults are unaware of, where we might see sometimes things behaviourally, whether that's withdrawing or sometimes an outburst of feeling incredibly dysregulated. and that could be because of a specific trigger. In terms of support, if one of the main things, if we think about trauma, it makes us feel very unsafe psychologically, and often unsafe in our body and in our environment, and that's part of the thing that makes the event traumatic. So what we've got to work on is creating a sense of safety again with that child or young person. That's the number one key. So how do we create a sense of safety? Number one, absolutely key supportive adult who they can talk to and express how they're feeling. That is very crucial. And also it's again a situation where they may or may not want to talk about something, and that's also the prerogative to do it at the when they feel ready to open up further about it, that they're able to have that adult and listening ear available for when they want to go deeper and talk about the impact it's had on them. Of course, professional support is really fundamental as well for children that have experienced trauma, so that they can have in that professional capacity where they're able to take it at their pace and to open up and unpack things further. And really, it would be about creating spaces where they're able to feel safe again in their body. So teaching them specific self-regulation techniques that might be things like mindfulness, breathing exercises, knowing which key adult, key person is the safe person to go to if they're not with the parent, caregiver. Those types of things are really helpful.
Wow, that is some good advice, because children who do have traumatic experiences, you know, it can carry them on into adulthood with the growth mindset and whether or not they can be resilient enough. And another reason I feel that this is so important, because again, as we talk about personal and professional development, how a child is, how they have started it out, and the support and the measures that they have been given up through their growing stages and their growing years, I have found really is the backbone to how resilient they're going to be in their professional lives and their careers. Yeah. Because I've seen those challenges, and when I talk to enough of them to know that if things happen along the way, and if they did not have that level of support to help them with that growth mindset, then the resilience for them to be able to go through the challenges to, you know, move forward with their careers in life. And often people don't meet their career goals and what they want to do, but it's based on something that happened in the past. Fortunately, that is the case. When something has happened in the past, it kind of stagnates them in adult life to be able to move into a more of a progressive point. So again, handling those traumatic experiences or having some support, some professional support early on. Again, that's why I say when people are looking at where they are now in their career growth and their professional lives, that some of it does stem from before, but there's help. You know, you can still get the professional guidance and all that you need in a supportive environment. Thank you so much for addressing that question. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, what success stories or outcomes have you had to witness families who have implemented the growth mindset principles? I know you've got some good stories to tell of families who have seen the children be resilient on up to, you know, they get out and they go to college and all. And I don't know if you've got that far with them yet, but share some success stories with us.
Yeah, so what I found from families that have really focused on Sharing the growth mindset approach and sticking to it as much as possible, because it's not always possible to do it in everyday life among stressors, but you know, really investing in, okay, what can I do to support my child, just to develop some of these key skills that will support them going on into university. And what I found is that it's been quite interesting that a lot of parents have said the thing that they've noticed most is how empowered they feel as parents now managing challenges, even though the outcome for children is increased confidence and being able to engage in things that they enjoy, pursue their interests and passions to further experience if they were socially anxious before, joining new sporting clubs and making new friends. Like, those things have been very impactful in terms of developing the child's particular skill set. But one of the things that for me was profound, because it wasn't necessarily an expected thing, the focus was very much developing the children and young people's skills, but for the parents to say, actually, it's helped me feel equipped to deal with challenges in my own life as well, which has then, you know, naturally helped me feel more in control and feel like I know what the next steps are when things come up for my child, for my children. And so that's something I think is having go-to tools, which, you know, are grounded in an evidence base that you can use, that you know are rooted from a place of support and care. And when you can lean back on those, if it doesn't work the first time, you know you can implement, try again, then you will get there on the journey with it. So there's been many different success stories in terms of children feeling more confident, but certainly parents feeling that they're empowered to take on the challenges that come up with being a parent and raising certainly young people and teenagers when things become much more complex. That's been something that
absolutely. Well, I can certainly see where the parenting end of it, that would be a good boost for them, because when you are, you know, can see the difference in your child, and when you know you've gone through certain stages with them through teenage years, and now you're helping them to prepare and go to college and whatever else. And when, as a parent, if you can feel that there is something you've said or done that's worked, and that this child is ready to get out of the house and get out and go to school, college and do other things, then it is a success story, especially if the parent has experienced things with the child early on and been able to help them through the challenges with a certain level of support. And like you say, whether it's one parent, both parents, or a community, or, you know, others collaborating with that, because as some people say, it takes a village. A lot of times, you know, you're giving support to children in different ways in different areas, and they do look at those teachers, instructors, those people who have supported them on early on through early childhood. And when they have gotten to a point in early adult life, and they can look back at an age and say, I am so grateful that I had this person or that person who took the time to talk to me. And the parent then is just really just excelling, because when a parent has others who have played a big part in helping raising their children one way or another. And I know a lot of grandparents feel that way, aunts and uncles and extended family. It does take a village a lot of times in the support of helping kids to develop that growth mindset and to help them to be more resilient as they even continue to develop and grow. Well, Kaylee, I want you to share with me or with the audience before you leave your program, some information about it. And I know you're in all countries. You can even say the countries that you're in, because this is international show. And so there are people all over listening. So feel free to just tell us about your program, how one can reach you, and what information is available through this program for any parent that would like to reach out to you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, one of the things I think would be important to share as part of which is included in the program, which really is a running thread through a lot of what we've discussed today when it comes to resilience, because yes, absolutely, growth mindset is a fundamental part of that process, as certainly as we believe and understand. But there is also another element, which is the emotional self-regulation element for children and young people, which requires a different approach to tap into as well, and thinking about mental health outcomes for the future and dealing with adversities. And so that really touches upon an approach called emotion coaching. And I think alongside of me sharing what my parenting program is about, this is a really key message when it comes to resilience, is that as adults we often steer away from managing children's emotions that are quite raw and vulnerable, and it's very natural for us to say, okay, stop crying, don't be upset, and we do it with the best will and intention in the world. But what we found to be really helpful for supporting children, young people to build resilience for the future is actually validating the way they feel and validating their emotions. And that's a big part of the course, and I think that's been quite transformational, certainly on my journey as a psychologist, child psychologist, learning about this approach, seeing it in practice with children and young people, seeing how they then respond to being validated and how they realize it's very normal to experience a range of emotions, yeah, which, you know, we weren't all taught that growing up. So there's a lot of suppression that we do, which doesn't help us when it comes to feeling well and being well. So this is a really fundamental part of the program, is about tapping into how do we support children from a young age to understand what their emotions are and also be able to develop independence to manage them and know when to share also when it feels too much. And then other aspects of the program cover the things like boundaries and routines, thinking about things like screen time and internet safeties and yeah, sleep. So it was, you know, really designed with in mind common parenting issues that crop up day to day, and evidence-based tools that can be used alongside a manual and a guide to look at addressing some of these things with children and young people, knowing that in mind using these approaches and strategies is in support of an approach that develops relationships, connections, and builds positive mental health.
Wonderful. Well, before we go, just quickly, how can the audience contact you or reach you? Through your website?
So Instagram seems to be very popular in terms of reaching out. So my Instagram is Psychology Flaws, and my website also is www.psychologyflaws.com. So you find me on Instagram online on the website. And feel if you have any questions or you wanted some advice in a specific area, please feel free to reach out.
Well, listen, thank you so much for being on the show. It was just a joy meeting you and a pleasure meeting you. And I'm so glad that we were able to connect in Paris and that you found your way to the Gloria Show. Thank you so much for being my guest, and come back to see us again sometime, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Gloria. It's been really the privilege and the honor is mine. Thank you so much. Inviting me on as a guest. I'm a big fan of your work.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so very much, and I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you, Gloria.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. We have been in conversation with Kaylee Sumner, all the way in Dubai, talking about nurturing as a parent to help us to raise and have more resilient children and to help them with their growth mindset. And it was very powerful, the information that she shared. And again, this personal development podcast is geared toward every angle that we can touch base with that's going to help us to grow and develop. And I feel today that we shared an opportunity with a person who is taking child psychology to another level, basically, to help parents to instill more support in their children, to be more supportive with the growth mindset, to help them with resilience. Well, before we go, I want to share a couple of announcements with you. First of all, I want to tell you about our next week's guest. We have Dr. Sonia Benjafer Youssef. She is going to talk about faith, health, and purpose, a holistic approach to wellness. And she has an amazing story to tell. I think you can see it on the screen. It's Dr. Sonia Youssef will be with us on next week. So please join in. All right. Now for more exciting news. The anniversary, first anniversary of the Gloria Show is coming up next month. So I invite you to please stay tuned. We're going to have some more exciting news about how we're going to celebrate that in our show on the second Tuesday in May. So please just be with us and through all we've been through and through more what we hope to do. We hope to continue offering you the programs and the stories and the insight into personal and professional development. Now, another thing on the horizon is the upcoming edition of the second edition of Life Skills for the Journey. As you know, I've been talking about it. Yes, that's it. Life Skills for the Journey will debut also in the towards the end of May, and it's coming with a companion workbook. We've been working hard with my team to get this together, and I am so excited that you will have a chance to be in on the launch date with more additional information to come. It is a privilege just to have worked with others on this project. The Life Skills for the Journey second edition will be more impactful, be more empowered with ways that you can look at it to develop your future self as continue to grow in the areas that you want to grow and be developed. I am so excited about that happening. So please stay tuned to The Gloria Show to learn more about the launch of the book, as well as being able to continue us as we celebrate 1 year with The Gloria Show. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to do this. It's a joy and a privilege and a privilege to come to you as you are the audience and the listeners. Thank you so very much for coming to the table to help us on the Gloria Show. And just remember what I always say, ultra successful people never stop reaching for new heights. You never stop learning. And that's what we celebrate here on the Gloria Show. We talk about ways that you can be empowered, that you can grow, develop, and you can be a better version of who you want to be. So continue to push yourself, be resilient, caring for yourself, loving yourself, and doing all the things that help to nurture your own self, your mind, your body, so that you can be ultra successful in all you do. Until next week, continue to push on, press on, to do better, be better, have more, and find the fulfillment in life that you want. Until next week, goodbye for now. Thanks for joining me.
This has been The Gloria Show with host Gloria Sloan. Tune in each week as Gloria will help you to unleash your power and improve your personal and professional life. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave TV network, powered by B2 Studios.